The Biggest Full Moon of the Year, presented by Science at NASA. December 9, 2008. No, you cannot see Neil Armstrong's footprint, but go ahead and look. The full moon of December 12th is going to be the biggest and brightest full moon of the year. It's no illusion. Some full moons are genuinely larger than others, and this Friday's is going to be a whopper. Why? The moon's orbit is an ellipse, with one side about 50,000 kilometers closer to Earth than the other. In the language of astronomy, the two extremes are called apogee, or far away, and perigee, or nearby. On December 12th, the moon becomes full a scant 4 hours after reaching perigee, making it 14% bigger and 30% brighter than lesser full moons we've seen earlier in the year. A perigee moon brings with it extra high perigean tides, but this is nothing to worry about, according to NOAA. In most places, lunar gravity at perigee pulls tidewaters only a few centimeters higher than usual. Local geography can amplify the effect to about 15 centimeters or 6 inches. Not exactly a great flood. Okay, the moon is 14% bigger, but can you actually tell the difference? It's tricky. There are no rulers floating in the sky to measure lunar diameters. Hanging high overhead with no reference points to provide a sense of scale, one full moon looks much like any other. The best time to look is when the moon is near the horizon. That is when illusion mixes with reality to produce a truly stunning view. For reasons not fully understood by astronomers or psychologists, low-hanging moons look unnaturally large when they beam through trees, buildings, and other foreground objects. On Friday, why not let the moon illusion amplify a full moon that's extra big to begin with? The swollen orb rising in the east at sunset may seem so nearby, you can almost reach out and touch it. But you still won't be able to see Armstrong's footprint. Not even Hubble can do that. The moon is 384,400 kilometers away, on average. At that distance, the smallest things Hubble can distinguish are about 60 meters wide. The biggest pieces of left-behind Apollo equipment are only about 9 meters across, and thus smaller than a single pixel in a Hubble image. What you will see is the world around you. This is both the brightest and, in the northern hemisphere, the highest riding full moon of the year. If you go outside around midnight, it will be close to overhead and act like a cosmic flood lamp, making the landscape absolutely brilliant, especially if there's snow. Full moons are always high during winter, and indeed, the solstice is right around the corner on December 21st. Here's a fun experiment. Take a friend outside on Friday evening and ask if they notice anything unusual. Is the moon big and bright enough to impress the unwary? Explain perigee later. This story was written and read by Tony Phillips and presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.